USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General will be conducting a comprehensive review of the agency's coronavirus response efforts. The World Health Organization upgraded the risk to very high and that the virus can continue to spread worldwide. Tessia Williams, a spokeswoman, said protecting the health and well-being of people across the country is a mission we take very seriously. The details of the review are still being coordinated. However, this type of review is typical for any major epidemic. The Trump administration continues to reassure us that it has the situation under control. Wall Street just suffered its worst week since the financial crisis, with all three major indexes entering correction and the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing a staggering 3,500 points in just 5 days. The Dow rallied after being down 1,000 points to ending the day down just 357. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal prosecutors in Las Vegas charged a Pennsylvania man with the kidnapping of a special needs woman who was bound to a signpost before she died of asphyxiation in Nevada. John Matthew Chapman is scheduled to appear in federal court in western Pennsylvania on Monday, where he'll be formally charged with the kidnapping resulting in the death of Jamie Ray Fedden. After kidnapping Fedden, he drove her from her home to Nevada in mid-September, telling her they were going on a vacation and house hunting. Hillary Clinton raked in more cash from convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein than any other politician, despite brushing off his donations by claiming he gave money to every Democrat. The Federal Election Commission filings showed the movie mogul bundled $1.4 million for Clinton during her presidential bid in 2016. The former First Lady defended her long relationship with Weinstein, quickly deflecting scrutiny from reporters by noting that Weinstein also raised funds for Barack Obama, John Kerry, and Al Gore. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
In a report in the Wall Street Journal, Michael Bloomberg has reached out to Andrew Yang, the former candidate for president, to be his vice presidential running mate. Also, with Super Tuesday right around the corner, Andrew Yang is being asked by a lot of candidates for his endorsement. Here are his comments on CNN.
Well, what I can say is that multiple campaigns have reached out, and it's flattering to be considered for a VP role or any role in someone's campaign. I've made clear to every other candidate that I ran on a set of issues, automation of jobs, an evolving economy that we need to humanize, and a dividend of $1,000 a month for every American. And I said that if a candidate were to make a significant commitment in those directions, then I'd be much more enthusiastic about considering an endorsement.
As each of the Democratic candidates jockey for position, tomorrow is the South Carolina primaries, and Tuesday is Super Tuesday with 14 states and America Samoa on the line. Country music star Garth Brooks found himself on the receiving end of some tough comments from Trump-supporting country music fans after they misunderstood a jersey he wore on stage in honor of Detroit Lions football great Barry Sanders. Brooks hit the stage in Detroit wearing the jersey of Barry Sanders along with the number 20. The jersey was meant as a tribute to the football player who had a legendary career in Detroit. But many fans online thought that he was supporting Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who's running for president. We appreciate you listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.